Ladies and gentlemen, we could get your attention, please. A couple of announcements, and I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. Hey, Raymond Owens, how you doing, buddy? Because, of course, today's meal is our favorite flavor, free. So if we could have grab a seat or gather around here for a second, a couple of announcements, and then we're going to start serving lunch. And thank you so much for being here for WTMA's 70th birthday celebration. Let's hear it for the big talker. We are going to give you a chance to meet everybody who you've heard over the years, who you've gotten to know over the years. You're going to get to see and hear everybody. Of course, the beautiful Three Lions Pub here at Blackbaud Stadium. For many of you, it might be your first time here. This is a wonderful facility with the Charleston Battery. And our thank you to Bill Joy, the man in the suit behind the bar, the head of food and beverage here. Thank you so much, Bill. And the chef. We have to make sure to thank Chef. He is doing a great job. He always does a great job here. Also, we want to let you know, the bar is open. It's a cash bar. And as a nice treat for us, they have a Bud Light aluminum bottles for $2.50. It was $12.50. We took the one off. So for $2.50, all the non-alcoholic drinks are on the house, but the bar is open. There are several other areas to sit in here in the back main room and a couple of other side rooms if you want to sit down to have your meal. Also, throughout the day, what you're listening to that John Quincy is going to turn back up in a minute. John Quincy put this together with a lot of TLC. He has put together the actual old mixes of all the music that WTMA used to play and all of the actual liners and sound effects and bumpers and things that you've been listening to for the last 70 years. So you will be listening to basically what WTMA sounded like over the last 70 years. And if you look at the TV screens, these two TV screens behind the bar, and there's another huge flat screen in the other room. John Quincy, again, has put together these DVDs of pictures from WTMA's last 70 years, and there's a nice picture of Boobie Nash. Oh, by the way, that's the one with his shirt on. There's one later with his shirt off. So check out the pictures, A Walk Down Memory Lane, and listen to the sounds. That's A Walk Down Memory Lane as well. And by the way, John Quincy and WTMAMemories.com. Q is in the back right now. We'll hear from him a little bit, but Q, we couldn't do it without you, man. Thank you so much for everything. If you have not done so, you still have time to get registered. The registration box, when you came in, we've got a lot of door prizes to give away a little bit later. We have a program that's going to be coming up in a little bit as well. You're going to get to meet and hear from everybody that you want to. We also have special guests here. We'll have birthday cake in a little bit as well. And we also, on each table in the whole room, in each table, there are fun facts about WTMA, some embarrassing pictures, and other pieces of information and things like that. So check out what's on the table. Check out what you're listening to. Check out what's on the TV screen. And before we get ready to have lunch here, and once again, thanks to the Three Lions Pub for the wonderful Southern barbecue luncheon we're getting ready to have. We wanted to just take this moment, if we could, to have a moment of silence, and also the invocation for the moment of silence. I'd just like to take a moment. The chief operating officer for the Charleston Battery, Betsy McAdams, passed away just 2 days ago. And as the voice of the Charleston Battery for the last 10 years, she's been with the organization since its inception in 1993. And she had a 13-month battle with brain cancer. She was incredibly loved by everybody here. And we're going to eternally miss her. And we'd like to have a moment of silence for her. And if you could also please keep my wife in your prayers. She's remaining in the hospital for a few more days as her battle against breast cancer continues. And we also should take this time to remember the men and women of the armed services who serve around the nation and who, since this station signed on right at the beginning of World War II back in 1939, and also the WTMA personalities who are no longer with us, people like Keith Nichols and others who we miss and were such a part of people's lives and such a part of the history of WTMA. So a moment of silence for all those, if we could, please. Thank you. And now for the invocation, I'd like to welcome Boobie Nash up here to help us with the invocation before we have our lunch. Here you go, Boobie.
Gee, I hope that applause was for God. Well, let's pray together, remembering those people that impacted our lives that passed through WTMA. For some reason, that this little radio station in this small state on the East Coast has touched so many lives up and down the Eastern Seaboard. It doesn't matter where I go, I find people that remember TMA that came through in the Navy and the Air Force. And they remember the disc jockeys' names, which is amazing because there's so many stations today and so many people on. The only name that comes to mind is Rocky D. And that's because he scares me. But anyways, I've gone another route. I got to pray now. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we first of all pray for Rocky D. We thank him and Richard and John Quincy and the news team, all the personalities that are there today, still making TMA a name in Charleston. We ask you to bless what they've set their hands to and to their minds to inform and to entertain the people of Charleston. Father, we want to thank you that we're still here and you've blessed us because each and every one of us, even though we don't know one another personally, our lives have been touched by this radio station and by the people who were on it. What a privilege and what an honor to have our lives cross paths again at this time. Bless this time together. May it be a rejoicing time. Father, as much as I know about you, you enjoy a good time. You are a happy God. You are a God who wants to be not only with us in trouble, but you want to be with us when we celebrate and have fun. So we invite you right now to join us in this group. Bless the food that it would nourish our bodies. We ask that you bless the hands that prepared it. And Father, might I also remember those who are in the hospitals, including Richard's wife at this time, that, Lord, you would give them a speedy recovery because your name, Jehovah Rapha, means rapid stitcher, rapid repairer. And so, Lord, we believe you for that. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And, don't worry. We're going to hear from everybody coming. I do want to also thank Justin Tucker, the engineer for WTMA and Citadel Broadcasting, because none of this matters if you can't hear us on the radio, that's for sure. And an event like this doesn't happen without promotional people like Leah Downs, who helped to set all this up and make it look beautiful. So what we're going to do in a semi-organized manner is if we could take maybe this half of the room right now, and you can go ahead and get in line, and lunch is served, and in a moment, we'll start getting everybody else here, and everybody, there's lots to eat, believe me. So got a Southern barbecue luncheon. John Quincy is going to crank up the music. Mingle, visit. We've got a lot to do and a lot of people to hear from. We're going to have a great time. Thank you, and happy birthday to WTMA. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if we could have your attention. If you're in one of the back rooms and you'd like to, you can move a chair out here. We got birthday cake coming in a minute as well, and the bar stays open. And now there's no line if you're still hungry. We still got a little bit more barbecue. Did you enjoy the lunch? Delicious, yes? My favorite flavor, free, and if it's free, it's me, and I'll take three, right? So yeah, if you'd like to, though, you could bring a chair in here, whatever, because we're going to hear from and meet some people that you have known, that you have listened to, and people that you, I was going to say like, but maybe not. So, but it doesn't matter because it's talk radio. That's the beautiful thing about it. So we're going to hear from a lot of people, and once again, while we're doing this, make sure you just keep looking for some of those pictures on TV that John Quincy, WTMAmemories.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Quincy, the radio historian. If you want to know about Charleston radio, and if you want to know about WTMA's history, this guy right here has a ton of information. So we couldn't do it without John Quincy. So Q is indispensable. So A big thank you to Q. And once again, thanks to the chef and everybody here at Three Lions. I'm Richard Todd, been WTMA now for 5.5 years. And as I've said many times on the air, I feel lucky and grateful to be the latest inhabitant of a chair that's been occupied by radio legends. And many of them are here tonight. And we are very happy to have them here. And it is my honor every day to wake up the Carolina coast. And I am flattered that so many people listen and WTMA now on television on Comcast C2. And Lord knows if you've seen some of the WTMA people from the last 7 years, thank God we didn't have TV back then. And in fact, you can probably see some pictures when they were looked a little younger. Oh, by the way, I'm really happy that we got together on this really cool afternoon. They did say that this may be the hottest June day ever, and they said to make sure to look out for elderly people. So this room, you guys better, and for children. So where's Rocky? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Radio Free Rocky D.
Thank you. I can't believe they put me in a room with the windows closed and gave me baked beans. So we're all in trouble. I want to thank everybody for coming. There's some faces you may recognize here, some you may not. Some regular callers, and I'm glad that everybody won tickets. I'm glad people crashed the party. How many people crashed the party with no tickets? There you go. Yeah, you would.
Hey, Rocky, who paid $200?
Who bought the Craigslist tickets?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, nobody did, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, we were all going to do a 1-2-3, sucker. Yeah, but we didn't do it. I want to thank everybody for coming. It's been fun. How long have I been here now? 8 years? 8 years, and Richard was I tell you, too long. This from the guy. This from a guy who calls himself Boob. By the way, I saw your picture with your shirt off under. You don't have any. Never mind. So I'm glad y'all came today. Have a good time. Remember, the more you drink, the better we sound on the air to begin with. And by the way, I want to introduce him. He's saying, "I got to bring this guy up. I got to bring him up." You think? And by the way, that chair we all sat in. Yeah, that's why I spray it when I walk in every day. Ladies and gentlemen, come here, man. You heard him on the air. He screams and yells at me. The man, the myth. Leave it. It's Malcolm! Can you believe it? Look out, Malcolm. There's an icky spider on your shirt. I'll get it. Oh.
We won.
Unfortunately, that means we all lost.
We won, you old government chief. It is a pleasure to be here to meet all you fine conservatives out there in WTMA land. Cut your whining. No, we're all great Americans here, and I'm so honored to be here to talk with you all and to meet everybody in the faces I've heard over the years. I know Dan Moon's around here somewhere. I don't know if he has any more hair in his head after the fights we've gotten in over the years, but it's all in good fun. I hope you all realize that. I love this country. No horns, no liberal horns in my head. And just a pleasure to be here. And let's get this thing going, man. We got a few black folks in this place, and I don't know if y'all know, we like to dance. We like to dance when we get. Is that right? We like to dance. So let's get this thing churning. Rocky D, put a sock in it for a while. Let some other folks get a chance to talk. But great meeting you. I'm Malcolm, and it's a pleasure to be here. Happy birthday, WTMA.
You know, without me, you'd be nobody. Is Dan Moon around here? Where'd Dan go? Hey, Dan, come on up here. Say a few words. Stop eating it. We're interrupted. Drop everything you're doing and come. Over here. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the guys that was instrumental in bringing me here in the first place. They had a bunch of people that they had been listening to. They heard me on the internet in Tampa. And they gave a disc of my show to Dan Moon, and Dan listened to it 3 times till he finally figured out I really wasn't crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, Dan Moon!
Why are you putting me after him? Hey, come here a minute. To this very day, and I've been out of this business now 3 years, people come up to me and they say, You ever see that Malcolm anymore? You ever hear from him anymore? I'd say, yeah, I do. You know, after all those years of arguing on the radio, and we still argue, we work together. I got into law enforcement up here with the Berkeley County Sheriff's Office about a year and a half ago. And one day I was walking up towards the court entrance, the other end of the building, and I recognized a fellow that I'd known in the past. And this is who it was. And he was guarding me. I said, you know.
And I had a gun. He was scared. He said, oh!
Thank you, buddy. See ya. All right. Listen, I've run into an awful lot of nice people around here today that were kind enough to come up and say they remembered me, and that's wonderful. Somebody said, Dan, you ever get tired of that? And the answer is no. You don't ever get tired of that. Listen, if people came up to you and said how nice you looked, how swell you were, would you get tired of hearing about that? No. So when people come up and say, Dan, I really enjoyed your shows, I appreciate what you did, and this kind of stuff, and I miss you on the radio, you like that. Old John Burwell over here, he's shaking his head, yeah. I mean, he went into the preaching business. But I guarantee you to this very day, if somebody comes up to him and says, John Burwell, I remember you on WTMA years ago, that would make you feel great.
It would
amaze me. I really enjoyed the time over there. You know, TMA went through a lot of phases, starting back in 1939. And in 1989, well, let me back up one year. In 1988, well, let me back up one more. Actually, last part of 1987, I got a call from management down there and said, Dan, we're playing country music and not doing too well. And would you come down here with us and do a morning show playing country music? And I was running a cable system up in Somerville at the time. Made more money than I ever made in my life. Still wasn't rich, but made more money than ever. Because, see, I'd been in radio, John. So I'd never made a lot of money in my life. But I finally agreed to go down and do a three-hour show every morning from 6 to 9. But the place was a dump. I kid you not, John, and I've talked to you. It was a dump. The place was a total dump and a wreck. Because FM had taken over, and the AM side of things was just forgotten. People forgot all about it. Forgot we were even back there. I wound up being the only employee when I agreed to do this. Raccoons in the ceiling. Snakes on the floor. Roaches everywhere. And spiders. And that's what we worked in. So I couldn't walk out the door at 9 o'clock in the morning and say, this is it, and just leave it to the raccoons. So I started cleaning up. You know, you go to the store, you buy a few little things that the raccoons will eat and hopefully consume and will go outside and die, you know. Of course, a lot of them didn't. They just died up in the attic. And, boy, I'll tell you, we had a mess in those days. But at any rate, to make a long story short, we wound up staying down there. Couldn't walk out the door at 9 o'clock. Wound up staying longer and longer, and next thing you know, I agreed to go to work for little or nothing because they just wanted to see TMA back on top again. It had so much history, so much tremendous history, and it had been so high at one time, and I just could not see that famous control room, that building with all that history. I just could not see it going downhill any further. So we played the country music, believe it or not. I cleaned up the equipment. We got some ratings all of a sudden. And then a guy walks in the door and says, I'm going to buy this place, and I'm going to make it talk radio. And I said, wait a minute. I've just spent a year cleaning this place up. We're finally making it in the ratings playing country music. And you're going to change it. This is my baby. Yeah, we're going to make it talk radio. You're not going to play any music? No, not going to play any music. Who's going to listen to that? No music? At any rate, he said, I want you to run it. I said, this is crazy. You're stupid. You're an ignorant. I mean, I called him every name in the book. His name was Bill Dudley, and you remember him, Worth. I said, you're crazy if you want me to run that thing. I don't even think it'll work. 4 months later, we had Hurricane Hugo come through, and we were in the right place at the right time. We had a good crew together, a very good staff, and none of us knew each other prior to being thrown together into this talk radio game. Didn't know each other. This one came from here, this one from here, blah, 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 blah. But we had some disagreements, but we worked together good. And when Hugo came along, that staff, most of them, everybody, I think you stayed in Somerville, Worth, but most everybody took off because I said, go, guys, this is going to be a bad one. Y'all take off, head up to Columbia, Greenville, go. And so that left me and I think one other person, then they left. And then finally I got a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from the emergency preparedness office, and they said, Dan, you got to leave that building. You got to evacuate. And I said, I can't evacuate. My God, people are depending on us to give them information. If you were around in 89, it was kind of like Floyd later when you had the interstates all backed up, people scared to death, hurricane bearing down on them. And they couldn't move fast. They couldn't get out of town. And they needed somebody to talk to, somebody to have some kind of a calm voice, even though I was scared to death. Because I was right on that marsh. The building was 4 feet off the ground, built up. But they were telling me, Dan, it's going to be a big flood coming in there. And you're going to have to get out. And I kept saying, I'm not leaving. And finally, they sent two city of Charleston police by and escorted me out the door. But I'll never forget, the last thing I said was to people out there listening, I said, guys, I'm going to have to leave you. They're here to take me away. But I said, you know, I wish you luck. And I said, I'll see you on the other side. And that was it. And then the next morning, I get a call from a fellow who says, Dan, you made the London Times. I said, what are you talking about? He said, there's a big headline in the London Times that says, see you on the other side, with a picture of Charleston devastated. Seems a photographer and a reporter had been over here with the Times, vacationing, and took a picture and heard me say those words and thought it would make nice headlines. I've still got that around today. But at any rate, we all did, for the most part, make it to the other side, and TMA made it back again to the other side. And I'm just so proud for all these fellows that preceded me, like John Burwell here and so many others out there, and Terry Leff and all these guys I've seen today. I'm just glad that I was able to have some part in bringing this thing back to where it should be. And we did. And that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. Thank you. I've taken up too much of your time, Booby. He was one of my heroes at one time. I'll never forget when I first came to Charleston, Booby Nash. Everybody listened to Booby, and I thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Hey, Dan, yeah. I just want everybody to know, when they write the history of WTMA, Dan Moon's name is going to be very prominent in the history. And when people remember Hurricane Hugo, people remember Dan Moon. So,
well, thank you.
Dan, thank you for everything.
Dan Moon, the Moon Man.
Hey, Rocky.
The guy who convinced management that Rocky D was not nuts after all.
Wait, and you know what we talk about? When they write the history of TMA, Dan Moon's name is going to be right there. So somebody else. We got to bring him up here. You don't know how many people, I know Rocky, same thing, have been saying, you don't know how many times I listen to Booby Nash. Booby Nash was like Dick Clark to me. Now Booby looks better. Booby Nash is a name that would go down in history in WTMA and Charleston radio lore, and we are honored and happy to have him here. We're going to get him up here. Ladies and gentlemen, Booby Nash!
The big boom! The big boom! What's up, big man? Come on in. That must have hurt.
Well, this morning when I got up and I realized how many years it's been since I've been on radio, I felt the back of my head and I said, my God, I'm getting a bald spot. You don't know how wonderful it is to meet some of you. There was a man, I've been looking for him, 85 years old. And he came up to me and he said,
what are you looking at me for?
Well, I've got to talk to somebody. You are a somebody. He said, Booby, I'm 85 years old and I've always wanted to meet you. I listened to you when I was growing up in grammar school. A lot of people thought I was black because my voice was a little raspy. They pictured me being big, fat, black. Well, I've got everything but the black part, but I'm working on it. Malcolm, you have been the nightmare in my life my mother told me about. Do you know that? Anyways, I just want to say that it is a privilege and an honor to meet you. You know, so many people come up to us, and I think John and Dan especially can relate to this, and Terry Allen. People come up, and they act as though we know them because they know us. And one person today said, after they were talking with me for a while, they said, oh, you don't know me. Because we have a tendency to want to, oh, yeah, how have you been? You never saw him before. But that's the kind of communication TMA has always had with its audience. We can feel you. That's what inspired us, the calls that we would get. It was always a communication talk. For me, it was talk radio. I think I only played 4 records an hour because I had things to say. And we did get the ABC stores open. I didn't belong to Alcoholics Anonymous. Everybody knew me. There was no anonymous there. What am I saying? What am I doing? Oh, yes. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to tell you one thing I've always said about WTMA. It was always a family. All the guys that went through there, John and I really don't get a chance to talk because if he's not praying, I am for him. And Terry Allen and I see one another at funerals. And it's always nice to see you, Terry. Because I know if I see him, it's not my funeral. You know what I mean? But we were like family, and not one of them had egos. Not one of them. And I happen to know Richard, just talking with him. He hasn't got an ego. Boy, he's smart as a whip. He's on top of everything. And then there's Richard, who... you know what somebody told me? And, you know, I take pride in this. Because I listen to Rocky, and I switch back and forth a little bit. But someone said, you know that Rocky D? He's the Booby Nash of talk radio. And I said, not that good. No, I meant me. I meant me. You can say words we couldn't say in those days. And you use them often. I like some I don't understand because I'm a reverend, but, you know, other than that, yes, I am very, yeah. So thanks again, and thanks for wanting to be here. I'll tell you what, I was really surprised when they told me they were going to, we celebrated when in 60? 1960, we had we had people coming from California, we had John Smith, John, the two-story outhouse guy. And we had more people in 1960, but we've lost a few. And Sonia Perlman, who sponsored my show, Stitches and Britches. Wasn't that what it was? Yeah. And I wore in those days in 1970 the cowbell and the, what do they call that jacket? The Nehru jacket. Remember those days? I'm trying to forget them too. All right, liars. Thank you very much for having me here. Thank you very much for coming. And I do love y'all.
Booby Nash.
Booby Nash, the big boob. You know what we need to bring up here? Where's Donna Darling at?
Donna.
Oh, yeah. Donna, come over here. Because.
Come on, Donna.
Where's Donna at? She run away from me. Yeah. Donna Darling. All right, here she is. It's my sane half. Donna Darling.
Donna.
I've only got a couple of things to say. One is, well, yeah, there's that. I want to thank John Quincy for giving me the job to work with Rocky D, because I've never had one day of my life that I haven't thanked God and him for that. So wherever you're at, John, thank you.
Yeah. Watch your hands.
Okay. Well, there's that, too. And I also want to say that no one ever argues with me that I've got the hardest job at WTMA, working with Rocky D. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Donna, darling. Hey,
who else we got?
I thought what we would do, because there are a lot of people here that we want to say hello to, we want to introduce and stuff. Let's just start, like, for instance, this guy sitting right here, Terry Allen. Hey, Terry, give us a little WTMA story. What do you think about all these guys here? They look just like they did when you were working with them, right?
They look great. I tell you what, I went to TMA, I was 18 years old, and Boobie Nash came when I was there in the Dock Street Theater. It was as much fun as you guys had listening. I had twice as much fun being there, playing the records, and it's amazing. A little while ago, a young lady came up to me and said, "You're Terry Allen. My mother used to listen to you on the radio."
Oh, boy.
I come from the days when if it wasn't printed on a card, we couldn't say it. 1250, the mighty TMA, street level. Terry Toons Allen, the Weekend Warrior. It's TMA Happy Time. All those great things. There were the great days. These guys here, they get to think. We couldn't think. All we could do was recite. It's great to be here, and I want to say that I want to say hello to Donna Darling. I've listened to her for years, and I'm looking forward to saying hello to her. And Malcolm, may I say that you do look like a normal person. And it's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, WTMA. Thank you, John Quincy.
By the way, Terry, the only thing that's changed is now we have mothers on the air. Except we've been called that before. Go ahead. Keep on talking, Rocky.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I've had more fun working at WTMA. I used to work at NBC in Chicago. And that's where I cut my teeth and decided that, you know what? You know, I was the only conservative guy in a newsroom of about 65 people. I said, you want to know how slanted the news is? That's an absolute fact. In 1980, I started working at NBC. Ronald Reagan had gotten elected, and they were over there. You know, the stories that they wrote, the thing that's most known about mainstream media is what they don't, the stories that they don't do, that get left on the desk. And that's where I pick them up. I pick up the crap and pick it up and say, you know what? This is a better story, and I'm going with it. I'm going with it. Everybody needs to know what's going on the Rocky D Show, on Richard's show. You'll find out what's happening in Charleston. Watch me do what Rush Limbaugh can't do. Noon to 3. Look right at you. He's not here. We are. Local radio will never die as long as we're here. You got it? We'll never die.
And Terry, you said we think. Yeah. Wait. You said we think. Hey, let me introduce. Let me introduce another one from the past, John Burwell. John.
Oh, gosh. I did mostly middays when I was on the radio. I did a lot of commercials, production, and like that for the mighty TMA. In the 70s, primarily when I was there, I was one of those persons that, I would introduce myself. Somebody would be talking and say, I've heard that voice. You're on the radio, aren't you? I'd say, well, yes. And said, you're, and I said, I'm John Burwell. And they'd say, no, that's not it. One of the voices, never. The biggest thing that they ever did for me was I had a billboard one time back in middays. This was a whole different era because the billboard said, "While you were at work today, John Burwell entertained your wife," and that's a whole different time. But it was the greatest place to be. I'm just so thankful that I was to be able to be a part of the WTMA legacy, because it's the greatest radio station in the world, folks, bar none. And guys, thank you for letting me be here.
All right, who else is here that was on the air?
By the way, Rock, have you noticed that everybody that gets up here and talks has that, hey, how you doing? It's great to be here. Really awesome. Except for
us. We don't do it. I don't change my voice. I've always sounded like this.
Let's just
I get up in the morning screaming like
this.
And
we have the wonderful Sherry Bernardi here.
Sherry Bernardi used to do news with me.
From
still does. She still works, huh?
We got Michael Brown, our wonderful news guy from the News Network.
Michael Parker Brown.
And ladies and gentlemen, look who it is. It's Gary London. Hey, Gary.
Oh, wow. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. And I think you're doing a wonderful job at TMA.
There it is, everybody.
I really do. Well, I could get a little deeper if I get a little closer to the microphone. I'd almost sound like Barry White, baby. And Rocky, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, man.
If you were back in the 70s, You would have fit in perfect. You would have fit in perfect.
I don't know. I don't wear Nehru.
We had ways around things like that.
Big bell bottoms.
Oh yeah. And the platform shoes, you know.
Shoes with fish in them.
Afros, yeah.
Big afros. I could have had a big afro.
Oh yeah, stuff. Let me tell you, from let's say 1962 to 1978, truly the heydays of WTMA radio. Would you agree, John? Truly the heydays of WTMA radio. One reason Booby Nash has been so popular in Charleston, he started at WTMA in 1965, 66, and has been in and out, and in and out, and in and out so many times, but he is still a legend in Charleston. All of us, we had to earn those numbers, and we did it by a lot of hard work. We were allowed to say things on the radio, as long as it was 8 seconds or less. We used to go out to the beaches and give away prizes to people who were listening to the radios. TMA Beach Patrol. I got in trouble with the NOW and a very large woman for making a joke.
Tell us what happened. What happened? Wait a minute.
You want this?
You want the dirt? I want the dirt, man. It's a Rocky D show. I want the dirt. Let's go. What happened, man?
The only bad thing is this fat woman in it.
Okay.
All right. So I was saying WTMA Prize Patrol is being hung up right now by a very fat woman on Cosgrove Avenue. And I said, I shouldn't say fat woman. She says, big boned woman.
Oh,
then I paused again. I says, she had to be big boned to be so damn fat. Believe it or not, there was this beating on the jock's door.
Okay.
She was 300 plus pounds. They had to come and take her away. She was going to kick my butt. And when I got off the air at 7 o'clock, guess what? She was back there again, beating on the door. And the cops had to come and take her off again. So I was real popular with the NOW, National Organization of Women.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's all in a day's work. We had several things that go on at TMA that would just amaze you. We had bomb threats, and I'd go up front while they were doing the news, and all of a sudden I was the only one in the building, and look outside, and there's these fire trucks and everything, and I walk out, what's going on? There's a bomb in the building. Get back on the air.
Hang on a second. Mike, see that happened before I got here. Yeah. All right, there you go. Wow.
Repercussion, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had several bomb threats. But the music was right. The DJs were right. The promotions were right. The jingles were right. And it was the right time with the right audience. And it all gelled and came together to make the mighty TMA. And it's the people behind those. TMA is nothing. TMA is nothing. Just letters. You throw them in the trash. It don't mean a thing. But when you put those voices behind those letters, they're legendary, and they'll never go away. And thank you for letting me be a part of your life.
Gary London. Yeah, man. Hey, Richard. Bomb threats. Every day, Gary. Every day. Now, we get through. Boop.
I didn't want to forget the one person who programmed WTMA all those years. There was one man that came up with the promotions, did the hiring and firing, me many times, hiring and firing he did. Yeah. And his name is John Trenton. John did the morning show. He was known as Almost Honest John at the time, but he is the one all those years that kept that station moving. John had had an accident a few years ago where a car fell on him and cut off the oxygen to his brain for we don't know how long. So John cannot be here, but I did want to recognize him as Mr. WTMA, who came in 67.
All right.
While we're at it, You know, obviously, we want to thank the Charleston Battery and this beautiful facility for hosting this party. I do want to thank our sponsors, Rick Hendrick Volvo. A big thank you to Rick Hendrick Volvo. Thank you so much to Rick Hendrick Volvo. And also to Millennium Battery Express. Millennium Battery Express and Rick Hendrick Volvo helped to fuel this. And we have some special guests in here. I got to say hello to Sandy Engelman. Yeah. Sandy and David Engelman are here. And Sandy has been the gift that kept on giving for talk radio for a number of years.
Oh, yeah.
Still giving, too. I want to say there was one great thing about being in politics. I was able to meet people like John Quincy and Fred Story. Harv Jacobs over here, who's my wonderful friend. I tease Harv and Gina every time I see him, saying I'm going to be the flower girl at their wedding. And excuse me, I will be the fattest flower girl you've ever seen. Bill Burr. I mean, who couldn't love Bill Burr? This guy over here, for goodness sake. I used to tell him he's the reason some animals ate their young. And Richard. And Donna Darling, I mean, what more could you ask for? Once you met Donna Darling, you have lived in a wonderful life. She is one of the sweetest, best people you've ever seen. But it's been great. I can truthfully tell you, that was about the only part of politics. Al Cannon, I think of Al Cannon every day of my life. Are we not the luckiest county in South Carolina to have a sheriff like Al Cannon? You couldn't ask for better than that. He is the most spiritual human being I've ever met. When you get by him, you feel the spirit. And, of course, I want you to know, a few minutes ago, I went and sat on Malcolm's lap.
That was a sight.
Now look, we're going to hurry up with this thing. We're on CP time.
Uh-oh. Making time now. By the way, Sheriff Al has guaranteed me that when I get taken in to see Al, he gives me the good cell with the fluffy pillow.
Oh, good. Yeah. I wanted to say one thing real quick. I talked to Ron Hill a minute ago from the Crab Shack. Yep. Is he a cutie pie or what? But I said, did I ever meet you at the Piggy Park on Rutledge Avenue? We used to go to Piggy Park and ride around there 100 times listening to Booby Nash. And you would ride, and every now and then you were fortunate enough to get a parking space so you didn't have to burn up all your gas. And once you parked, you didn't move till it was time to go home. But there was Booby Nash. That was way back in the day. But I wish WTMA another great 70 years. Y'all have wonderful people working for you. You couldn't be luckier to have the people you have with you.
You're going to run again? You're going to run for school board?
Absolutely not.
All right. More fun, more often. Can you imagine her and Kandrak on the school board at the same time? How about that? Hey, Richard, where will we be? You think the school board is a barrel of monkeys? What about City Hall? Now, I invited the mayor. He said, Rocky, go on, have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful time. It'd be a wonderful thing and a wonderful black bun. He said, I can't make it, but it'll be wonderful. I don't know if Gary White showed up. This is his district. But, ladies and gentlemen, come on up here, Larry. It wouldn't be WTMA. It wouldn't be a party. It wouldn't be City Hall. It wouldn't be a circus without the longest-serving city councilman in the history of the city, I believe, Councilman Larry Spay and Neuterum Shirley.
Thank you, Rocky. I would like to say on behalf of the mayor that without TMA, this wouldn't be a community. We have, we've had a lot of fun. Council member Wendell Gilliard and I don't know if y'all heard that show, but we was doing a show. Actually hosting it, co-host actually Wendell Gilliard. How many of y'all know Wendell Gilliard? Well, Wendell and I were doing the show, and I was playing the conservative, and he was playing the liberal part. And the lines were not lighting up much. So, Booby, you'll get a kick out of this, and the other ministers. At break, I said, Wendell, we got to get these lines going. He said, okay. Came back on, got to talking, he said, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus was a liberal. And all the lights. So, without you calling in, I can tell you, hosting the show or co-hosting it, without those lights coming on, it's a lonely feeling. You want people to call in, your Ikes, Malcolm. You make the show. People have diverse views, and they rightfully have a right to speak them out, and TMA does it. Mark, would you come up here, please? Yeah.
Mr. Mark French. You know him, you love him. Mark French, our financial analyst for many, many years. A great guy.
I'm going to, first of all, again, thanks a lot, TMA, and congratulations on, I got elected in 1989, your 50th anniversary, and I'm going out this year, 20 years, on your 7th anniversary. So I appreciate everything that TMA has done for me, allowing me to come on and my opponents and express my views. Now, I want to get to real funny parts. You know how people sound when you listen to them and you know how they look? And, of course, Malcolm should be George Jefferson. I mean, really. I mean, I expected George Jefferson. But I got a teddy bear instead, okay? Now, look at me. Now, Richard, come over here. This really happened a couple of maybe
10 minutes ago.
Well, 15 minutes ago. Well, this makes me nervous saying this. Anyway, Mark French, who I've never met before, he comes up to me and shakes my hand, and what do you say?
You must be Richard's dad.
Fortunately, I was drinking and had two Valiums, and I know. I said, actually, my son, Brian T. Shirley, who's a comedian, is back there in the back and is completely bald. Brian? Yes, see, no hair. Anyway, Richard, I want you to know, son, when you grow up, you can be just like me.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you, TMA.
Hey, folks.
Hey, Richard, guess who just showed up? First, we had Malcolm. We got Larry Shirley, got Mark.
Is he here?
Skulking around there with a do-rag on his head. The man, the myth. I never knew what he looked like. Can you believe it? Another one of our chronic callers, Jerome, is here.
Jerome.
What it is?
Jerome. Now, there is, I've never met Jerome. And once again, yeah. You can never tell what anybody looks like from the sound of their voice. Are you kidding me? Jerome, welcome, buddy.
What up, Jerome? Say a few words.
Well, let me see how my voice sounds on this mic. Yeah.
You'll be all right. Pull it up to
you. No, I'm kind of close. Good to be here. Good weather, good people, good spirit. I can't say everybody good people, but got a good spirit in here.
You're on.
This is the quietest Jerome has ever been in WTMA. Ever, ever.
Unbelievable.
Jerome, we appreciate you being here, buddy.
Man, it's an honor.
Jerome, can you do me a favor? Because there's another legend sitting right over there. Bill Quinn. Bill Quinn from WTMA's past. Great to have you here, Bill.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Listen, I just want to take a couple of seconds. Hey, the funniest story I ever had on WTMA, I was doing afternoons and nights at TMA back in the 80s before I went to Philadelphia. But a lady called me one day and wanted to know how I got my tan. So I told her it was butter-flavored Crisco oil and moonlight. So I swear to God, she went out the next day and got some Crisco oil and buttered herself down and went out in the sun and fried. She called me and she told me, she says, I'm going to sue you. I said, why? She said, I tried that thing and it burned. I laughed through three songs. I couldn't go back on the air. But WTMA has been a legend in its time. Of course, everybody talk about this, but Boobie Nash was really my first people I listened to on the radio. I had a little portable radio in my bed. It was Boobie Nash and what's the guy named? P.A.L.'s, I can't call his name right now. Bob Nichols. And from there, I got my degree in broadcasting and in liberal arts, and then I went on to the big leagues, 14 years in Philadelphia, and I'm back home. I was born here, by the way, and it's good to be here with you, and happy birthday, WTMA. Thanks.
All right. Bill Quinn.
Rocky.
Oh, boy.
We have sitting right here an esteemed guest from 1940 to 1948 at WTMA.
No,
Franz Witte is here, and Franz worked at WTMA back at its beginning.
Wow. From the 40s.
Franz, can you say a couple of things about WTMA when you began in 1940?
Absolutely. 1939, it came on the air. The Atlantic Coast Broadcasting Company, owned by Whitebit Scarborough and Jesse Arvin. And I participated in the original signing on the air of the station. They had a program down at the Dock Street Theater with the mayor and the senator and all the important people. And it was later that year they sold it to the Post Courier Company. And in the summer of 40, I got a 6 weeks contract of work, and at the end of that, they offered me a permanent job, which I took because I wanted to get married, and things got better from that point on. But it's been a wonderful station. It really has. Everything has changed. I'm a complete stranger in Wonderland today because I wonder how it ever got to this point. We used to play some crappy music and whatnot.
I love it. How about that?
And I had a number of jobs. I was program director, sales manager, promotion manager. I did everything. But the saddest thing was one summer week, we used to get the figures on the sales, was down to $360. Could you imagine that for the whole? Lord, it was a terrible situation. There was nothing like that. What could you buy for $360 today? Not even a lawnmower. And we had this big staff to support. But anyhow, it's really wonderful to watch how this thing has developed. Back and then you had a mixture of everything. You had your news 5 minutes on the hour, and then you had some commentary, but people never mixed up the news and opinion together. And now today, this talk show, I think, is the greatest thing since fried okra. But
wow, we're better than fried okra. What do you know?
I truly love it. And your boy Hunt and Mike Bortz and some of the other great ones are just absolutely on the mark.
This is why we're here, right here. People like Franz Witte. Thank you, sir. An honor. And Sully Witte from the Moultrie News. Sully, you do a great job. And John Quincy, of course.
Yep.
Mr. Q himself. Indispensable. And I've got to say, maybe the nicest person I've ever worked with in my entire life. She was there for a long time. Judy Harold, Judy Rice. Judy, it is great to see
Judy.
You.
Judy.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this guy right here, I'll tell you right now, he's been an instrumental part of this radio station for so long. We call him Ron Burgundy because out of love. But this is the man himself, Fred Story.
Fred!
Hey, it's absolutely great to be here. And all the nice things people have said to me today is very humbling. You don't think about the folks when you're just sitting in that room at 5 o'clock in the morning trying to rub your eyes and get awake and why am I here? But you know why you're there and you know why you do it. It's because of people like you who come up and tell me that, you know, I mean something to them in the morning or they know who I am or I've told them something they needed to know. And that really touches me. And I really appreciate all the nice things everybody had to say today to me.
All right. And we've gone from classy guys like Franz all the way to me.
hey, Rock.
I got somebody else over here.
Yeah, by the way, Sheriff Al.
Yep.
There are no playing cards here.
There you go.
I'm going to be in the pokey for that.
You know, they let anybody get on the radio.
Amen.
Actually, I have had a different sort of opportunity. TMA has a number of times allowed me to get on the radio and talk about some critical issues and give some insight from my perspective, and I'm appreciative of that. And Rocky has allowed me at times to sit in for him, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. He had a little wrong. What I told him is the same thing I tell everybody, and that is if you find yourself at the jail, don't hesitate to tell them we're friends. That way, that'll cut through the red tape. They'll show you right to your room.
And I can testify that it works.
Sheriff Al Cannon, we are very, very lucky to have you as our sheriff, buddy.
Just once, I'd like to ride the front of the car. Just once.
Hey, let me introduce a guy that's one of the newest additions to the station, and we are so happy to have him here. His name is Jack Hunter, but he's known as the Southern Avenger.
Hey, Jack.
Thank you, Richard. I certainly appreciate it. One of my favorite things about being here today, let me put this down, is in WTMA when you guys call, when Richard or Rocky says, fifth caller through, 556-1250, we have a screen. It's a bunch of blue lights. I'm glad to finally put a face with those blue lights and see what all you people look like, to see the audience for a change. It's very nice. Richard's father's here today. It's nice to finally meet Malcolm. Nice to meet you finally. I've heard so many good things about you. But honestly, I mean, WTMA has been around 70 years. In my experience with the radio station, I fell in love with the medium when I was 17 years old, which made me the weirdest kid in high school, a tradition that continues today. Haven't changed one bit. But I have to say, in those days, I listened to Dan Moon. There was an afternoon guy who shall remain nameless that Rocky mentioned a little bit earlier. I fell in love with the medium of talk radio. And at that time, I went through a phase. I wanted professional skateboarder, a professional breakdancer. That didn't work out. Tried to be a rock star for a little while. That's still not working out. But the thing I wanted to do above and beyond anything else is be in talk radio and WTMA specifically. And I can't tell you how happy I'm. Can you hear me better now? I can't tell you how happy I am that I've been embraced by the station, all you good people. It's very humbling. It's nice to see you today. And happy birthday to WTMA. 70 years is a very long time.
It is great to have the Southern Avenger as part of the Big Talker. I see Megan Keys over here. Megan Keys, who worked there for a number of years in the news department. Megan, it is great to see you here.
I didn't even know you were here.
Yes. Maybe she was hiding from you, Rock. I'm not sure.
I don't blame her.
But I'm trying to make sure.
I've got another guy over here. Hey, Richard, I got a guy over here from 1961. Mike West. Hey, Mike. Now we're going to hear what it used to sound like in 1961.
Miles and miles and piles of smiles right here on WTMA Radio, 1250 on the radio dial in Charleston, the big C of the Carolina coast. You're listening to the Wild West Show. Boy, did we put it on in 1960 down at the Dock Street Theater. I was with George Wilson, our program director, Charlie Smith owned the station, Bob Townsend, and Doug Randall. And Doug Randall still lives on. You probably have heard him on television. Dixie will do it because Dixie don't care. Yeah, that was Doug Randall. He died a few years ago, but he lives on television. I'm sure you heard it many times. I was 17 years old when I showed up down at WTMA in 1960, and I was a cadet at the Citadel a couple years later, and even the Citadel let me come in late to shut the station down. Had a engineer named Kramer, I think his name was, and a bunch of good guys. Somebody mentioned earlier about how nobody had an ego. I don't think Bill Sharp's here, though. But that's true. That's really true. And we had such fun. You didn't go to work with your chin on your chest. You went to work wondering what's going to happen next. And old George Wilson got himself locked into the booth one night, and we'd already he played the Star Spangled Banner. We used to shut off at midnight and play the Star Spangled Banner. He'd already played it. He was trying to get out of the booth, and the booth was locked. And, yeah, you could go through the window at Dock Street Theater because we didn't even have air conditioning. And you could jump out of the window a story or two. But George got locked in. He played the same song over and over again for an hour and a half until Kramer came from the transmitter site and let him out. Wish George could be here. He's an elderly gent like many of us are, and he lives in New Mexico, I believe. Well, happy birthday to 1250 Radio. We certainly have had a good time, haven't we?
All right, Mike West.
Hey, Rocky.
All right. Stacks and stacks of precious wax.
Hey, Rocky.
Another vinyl platter to make a great vinyl platter.
Guess who I have here? He's a mystery inside a riddle wrapped in an enigma. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Conspiracy Steve.
Oh, good God, are you kidding me?
Yes.
My God. Look out, Steve, black helicopters. They're all over.
They're not going to get me.
Rocky. It took me 7 years, but I finally found out what your last name is.
What would that be?
You want me to tell everybody?
Oh, I thought it was a joke. Nice move.
7 years, and I got it.
Okay.
Now I just got to learn how to spell it.
No, I can't even spell it. That's why I use D. It's disabato.
But I just want to thank everybody for listening to some of the craziness that I come up with, because sometimes it feels like everybody's just kind of no paparazzi. And
don't take his picture. They're going to use it somehow against him in the alien
ship. FBI wants his picture bad.
Steve, be cool. He's from the mothership.
Oh. But anyway, I just want to thank everybody for putting up with some of the stuff. Fred Story, you're great. Love hearing your news in the morning. John Quincy, you are the toughest call screener in the world. Jack Hunter, thank you for getting into talk radio because you were the weirdest kid. You missed out on my wife, who was going to school with you. So she fell for me instead of you. But, everybody have a good time. Enjoy the 70th birthday, and I'll be back for the 100th.
All right. Black helicopters, secret messages.
Hey, Rocky, what? I think over there near you is a man named
God, the
Ike.
The world's most chronic.
Where is he? Where is he?
Ike is actually here. Ike, where are you at?
Ike. Another one of our serial callers.
He was standing over there before. See, the black helicopters got him.
Right. Where is he? Hey, back here in the cool room, we have another WTMA legend from the past. Hey, Worth Waring. How you doing, Worth?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, of course, your time at WTMA, a lot of fun there, right?
Oh, every morning.
And you're still hanging out with Dan, like right now?
Just exactly the same, only different. We're not on the payroll anymore.
You make about as much as we do now. Worth Waring, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Moon back here. And hey, what we want to do is we want to get all of
the
WTMA
people. I found him.
Together. Oh, wait, you got him?
Look who I found, my friend. Cake.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The man, the myth, the guy who calls every talk station on the planet every day. Gee, why don't he have a job? It's Ike!
Hey, folks, how the hell are you? Let's see, Bill Sharp, Bird Lindsay, and Mike Robinson. Are you in the...
No.
We're having a drawing. You got pictures here. Hello. Where are you? But beyond that, look, folks, there's something you got to remember. We have disagreements. We don't agree on everything, okay? But there's certain things that we should agree on, and we have to agree on for the greatest of our country as an American veteran. Hello, that's my issue, and you're right. I'm a painter. I've been doing it for 27 years. And I have to put up with illegals, and I have to put up
with... Hey, Ike, what are the first four letters in the word painter?
Jägermeister? No. I give up. I don't know. But no, look, folks, be American, buy American, hire American. A lot of our problems are solved. I don't disagree with you on everything. I'm a radical moderate, much like Richard. And Rocky D, I just put up with that crap from 12 to 3. But he's a handsome man. Beyond that, look. What? What? I bet you your finger toes are painted and you got a little, hello, take off your shoes. Never mind. By the way,
Can I have this for a second? I knew it would get weird when I gave him the mic. I knew it. Ladies and gentlemen, our chronic Ike.
Hey, God love you. Thank God for the USA, and let's rock. All right? That's what.
And Rocky?
Thanks,
Rocky?
Man.
Yeah. Everybody who listens to WTMA has the same opportunity that Ike and Steve and Malcolm and Jerome. Pick up the phone, give us a buzz, and tell us what's on your mind. That's what makes TMA great and has for 70 years. And we want to get all of the WTMA people who ever work for this radio station. We've got a birthday cake up here.
Yep.
We want to get everybody up here for a group picture and then birthday cake for everybody to celebrate our 70th birthday. All right?
I like cake. All right, let's go. Where's Megan? I saw Megan over here. Donna? Yeah? All right. Q, everybody up here. There's going to be too many people in the picture. Well, do we have enough room up here?
Just pile everybody in here.
I didn't see you. I didn't even see you.
And then cakes on
the hospital.
House. And the bar is open. Huh? Hey, Bill Burr from Live 5. Great to have you here, buddy. And Harv Jacobs. Harv, you worked at WTMA for a number of years, and you've been filling in still. And by the way, anybody
Hob
got a
Jacobs? Hob Jacobs,
the taser. Where's the taser?
I'm Hob Jacobs with the hard story. When I met Harv, I met him at Mama's Blues Palace. I chased around with a bottle like a microphone, like I'm Hob Jacobs. I'm Hob Jacobs.
Anyway,
hey Harv,
let me borrow that mic. Anyway, my story is a lot different. I did not work for TMA. Yep. I worked for their biggest competitor, WCSC. In fact, when Gary London came in here, he said, Harv, you get in front of me at the elevator. For all those years, I beat you in the ratings. And Gary, the truth is, you never beat me in the ratings. Because we were owned by the Rivers family. And, Booby, you remember John Rivers would say, if they spend $2 million, I'll spend $4
million. How are we going to do this? Do we have everybody here who's been on air? Is Dan Moon still here? We're Moon, the Moon Man, you ought to be up here front and center, man. You ought to be right there.
Yes.
Trying to get you in the middle of the picture.
The me get out of the picture.
How are we going to get everybody in the picture? This is not going to happen. There's no possible way. What do you think, Gary? What?
Dan. I see you, brother. Good, good. Great speech.
There's so many people, he has to go get a different lens. Have to get a white. Look at this.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
You're kidding me.
Before we serve birthday cake, we'd love to have everybody in the room join us in singing
Happy Birthday to Us. Happy Birthday to Us. Happy Birthday, WTMA. Okay. Happy Birthday to Us. Yeah!
You know, with all those millions of dollars we spent on TMA,
hey, Gary, hurry up. I'm
going to
stick
jingles,
my finger in the cake.
And we screwed TMA up. That's incredible.
Hey, happy birthday, WTMA. The bar is open. The birthday cake's being served. Thank you for coming, and thank you for listening.